Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 374. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
The team I'm playing in Madden right now is starting Mark Sanchez. I feel pretty good about my chances.
Is he even still in the league?
Yeah, he's out there somewhere.
Somewhere. Not sure where, but somewhere. Jeff is here.
Hello.
And Pete is here as well.
Hello.
We've been playing some games.
We have.
Well, maybe. I don't know. I've been playing a lot of Destiny.
You've been playing a lot of, like, fucking old-ass games I saw.
Yeah, I've also been playing a lot of Disney Afternoon Collection, which, you know what, let's start off right with that. Because I'm almost done that. I only have DuckTales 2 left to complete. That's a fun little package. And that rewind button is fucking phenomenal. Like, for some of it, I actually beat DuckTales without rewinding. Tailspin is kind of like a shooter, like a shmup where you fly the sea duck and
yeah.
That one's not great. But it's okay, I guess. Like I'm not a fan of those types of games anyway. But there is like an upgrade mechanic to it. So like as you finish levels, you gain money, which you can then spend on upgrades to the sea duck. So you can get it to go faster. You can have it better armor, which gives you more health, or you can upgrade your shooting to rapid fire. There's two levels of that where rapid fire just means that you can shoot twice in a row. And then rapid fire 2 allows you to shoot 4 times in a row before it kind of like has to reset. That game's weird. Like, I don't know. I don't think it really gets the vibe of the cartoon. It's fine. Darkwing Duck was a lot of fun. That's like Mega Man. Where you have you can change your guns out to do different things. He has different powers. It's actually some pretty complex platforming. That game's really, I could see people having a lot of trouble with that if they were to try and play that without that rewind button now. It's kind of a pain in the ass. And then Rescue Rangers and DuckTales are just, they're classics. Like, Rescue Rangers is weirdly, and I kind of remember this from playing it as a kid, but it's kind of like really easy.
Yeah. I remember getting, like, when I was little, getting through it, which I didn't get games.
Yeah, I remember it being easy as well when I was a kid. I don't remember it being as easy when I played it this April or whatever the fuck.
Like, I think so, Jeff, worse. Over time, all of the drinking has affected your game.
Yes.
I definitely rewound, like, a couple times playing it, but, overall, like, the platforming is, there's multiple levels to it, so, like, you can easily avoid the enemies. Most of them go down with one hit from a box. And the bosses are all pretty basic. Like, you pick up a ball, you throw the ball up in the air, you avoid what they're shooting, you go pick up the ball again, you throw the ball, it hits them, and you move around. Rescue Rangers 2 is a little more complex, like, where the levels are different, and how you get the weapons to throw at the enemies. So I think Rescue Rangers 2 is actually, like, maybe the more complex game. It also has more story, where they actually, like, the characters talk to you. Gadget and Monterey and who's Fat Cat is the enemy there. And DuckTales it's DuckTales. Like, that is one of the best platforming games ever. So the music's great in it. Like, I think the level design is a lot of fun. There's one, I think it's the first level though, which is a little weird, where you need to have collected $400,000 diamonds or whatever, before you can get to, like, the boss area, which is weird. Like, you have to pay money to
take on the boss,
like, idol. Yeah. So it'll, like, open up the area. It's really weird. That doesn't ever happen again. Like, you don't ever need money to progress again. But
oh, it's just the first time?
Yeah, just that first level. Which to be fair, you can take them on in any order you want. Like, the game starts up and it's like, here are the five levels, you know, progress however you want. And then after you're done those, then it unlocks like Flintheart Glumgold. He comes, he steals all your the treasures that you've been getting, and it unlocks like a whole new level where you have to go and fight Dracula Duck and then race Glumgold to the top of this tower, which is really just hop on a rope and climb faster than him. He doesn't move very fast, so it's pretty easy to get to the top. They changed that in the remastered edition. Like, they actually expanded on that race after you beat Dracula. So it's actually a little more complex.
I was going to ask if you played the remastered version. Did you like the remastered version?
I did, but it is not... It plays weird. Like, having played this, like, there's a fluidity to Scrooge's controls. Like, everything feels really responsive. And I thought in the remastered version that everything's just a touch off.
Like, flat. Like,
yeah, it just doesn't feel great. It's still, like, it's still pretty good, and I mean, but I don't know. Maybe it's just muscle memory. Like, I was able to jump right into DuckTales and be like, yeah, I remember exactly what I got to do here.
I love the remastered version, but I totally get that criticism. I totally understand it. So.
Yeah. But yeah, so I'm DuckTales 2 away from finishing that game. Well, that collection. It's a really good collection. What was that, $20, Jeff, when I came out?
Yeah. And unfortunately, yeah. I think I only played Rescue Rangers, but I can't even remember which one I played, if it was one or two.
You might have played two, which is the more difficult one.
Maybe that's why I was having trouble. Because, like, I remember, I want to say I did two because I was like, oh, this is the one you didn't play when you were a kid, so let's check it out. Like,
yeah, it's like nobody had two. Like,
yeah, and same thing with DuckTales, too. Like, I can't wait to check that out. I mean, I should go check it out because I have it.
Yeah, DuckTales 2 is more DuckTales, except, like, you have more, you can do a little bit more, like, he can hook onto, like, rings, and Gizmo Duck gives him upgrades that he can then use to, you can bust, like, you can use your pogo cane to bust through rocks or, hit things that you wouldn't normally be able to hit with your cane and do damage. So there's like a little bit of an upgrade mechanic there, but anyway, yeah, if you like retro games, you like the old Disney Capcom games, that's an awesome collection. They should put that on the Switch. Cause I would probably buy it again just to have it.
They should
it.
Put a lot of things on the Switch.
They should.
Peter, you stole
them. They are fucking they're putting mouth. a ton of things on the Switch.
We'll get to that in a minute.
I just want to poke the bear that is.
That yeah, Jeff. Yeah. I know. Let's hold Jeff caged back for a second. We'll allow him to unleash. But Pete, you're our power level 270 or whatever they're calling it now.
What does that even mean?
Light so level 270 or whatever.
Yeah, that was like your light level in the original Destiny. Because 20 is the level cap, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so then, like, the way you level up is your gear gets better. And
yeah, it becomes, like, a weird, like, kind of a pain-in-the-ass Diablo system.
Yeah, where you're just trying to get new gear, which, you know, allows you to do more of the endgame content. So you finished the campaign.
Yeah.
I have not. I just finished Nessus.
Okay, so you're at area basically 3 of 4, I think.
Yeah, I unlocked Io. Is that the last area?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I unlocked that. I haven't gone there yet.
Okay. And yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm not exactly sure what to say that I didn't say last time. And stuff. I mean, the raid's out now, which is cool. Though you need 6 people, and they still don't let you matchmake into a raid, which is frustrating as hell.
Still stupid, yep.
And So yeah.
Have you done any of the strikes or?
I had done a strike. What do you call it? Like last time we talked, I had done a couple of them and stuff, and they were fine. They weren't like super interesting or anything like that. So, they're just like extended missions that are basically a horde mode.
So do you have to do something to get them to unlock? Because like I don't see an option.
You have to hit. You have to get to the point. You have to finish Io, basically.
Okay.
Yeah, you need to get the three characters back together, and then like a shit ton of stuff unlocks. That's when like the flashpoints unlock, the daily challenges unlock, the strikes unlock, all that stuff. Unlocked, which is.
Okay, yeah, because I was wondering, because, like, in the original Destiny, like, you got a strike at, like, level 4. Like, it was, like, the third or fourth thing you could do in that game, like, after you finished the Earth area. Like, you got the strike from Earth right away. Like each area had, like, one or two strikes, and, like, once you finished Earth, like, you got that original strike, which was, like, against the big Servitor thing. So, like, you don't have that option here, it seems like.
No, you don't get anything until you complete, like, three-fourths of the story, basically. Like, yeah, 75% of the game is still locked behind all that. Which, I guess, because, like, they want to introduce people to what they're doing.
They made a campaign actually worth playing through. And therefore,
kind of. I'm really enjoying it. Like it is way better than the original Destiny. There are definitely hints of like Halo in it.
Yeah, to its detriment, I feel like.
Really, like
it feels like I don't know. The Cabal have always struck me as a very Covenant-esque enemy. Okay. And stuff, and I mean, Gaul is cool. Like, I thought he was neat. I mean, the way that story wraps up kind of makes no sense. But
well, I don't necessarily mean story wise how it feels like Halo. Like, I think there are levels that are structured very much like Halo. Like, there's one point. I'm not sure if it was a story mission or if it was an adventure that I did. But the end of that mission basically ends in a vehicle dash, like much like the end of like Halo 1 or Halo 3, where you are racing against a clock to get somewhere.
Yeah.
And like you're driving a vehicle, you're driving like a truck or something. And it was a fun, like, you didn't do anything like that in the original Destiny. It was like a lot of the original Destiny was just go to this spot, kill all these enemies, move on. There's still a lot of that here, but they do mix it up enough where there's some like platforming elements, which isn't very Halo like, some puzzle solving elements, and then you know, some of this vehicle stuff, which is a lot of fun.
Yeah, I didn't really care for the vehicle stuff, but it sort of felt like. Like, vehicle combat in Destiny is non-existent, aside from that one or two missions.
Right.
So, I don't know. It felt like a really weird thing to stick in the campaign when the game is literally not built for that sort of stuff. Like, you get your Sparrow after you finish the campaign.
Yeah.
And that thing doesn't have a gun on it. It just lets you kind of move around the zone.
No, it's basically a speeder bike.
Yeah.
From location to location. Yeah. Which, I mean, makes sense to a degree. Like, there's more stuff to do out in the open. Like, there are the public events that are constantly coming through. There's the adventures that are out there now. And before, like, in the original Destiny, you would just, like, hop on your speeder and go to, like, the next waypoint. Like, you wouldn't interact with anything on the field because there was no point to. But now it's like kind of making you progress through the field and you know, you're going to come across other people, you're going to come across other other activities to do. And then like maybe after that, like after you've hit level 20 or whatever, after you finish the story, then it's like, all right, here's like basically a quick travel item for you. Like if you want to, you know, move around the map quickly. Some of the maps just don't seem designed for it though. Like there's what is it? Titan,
yeah.
Which is a lot of like platforms and stuff.
I would
like,
never use my speeder on that thing. I would die several times over.
Doesn't seem like a very smart place to activate your speeder. Like
yeah, that's really the only one. I can't speak to IO very much because actually, like now that I finished the game, I haven't gone back there. I need to at some point. But on Nessus and on and Earth, like it's pretty good. Like especially on Nessus, there are these huge areas where you are right now, where like there's a lot of ocean,
yeah,
and stuff. And the bike can actually just sort of speed over that. And it makes traversal around that stuff a little bit easier.
I do like some of the things that they've adjusted in the game. So now, like in the original game, you had a secondary weapon, but it was like kind of limited to like shotgun or pistol or whatever. But now, like the secondary weapons are just weapons that have effects on them.
Okay. I remember so little of any of that stuff. I didn't even think to compare it.
Yeah, so like, but you can have basically you can have like an assault rifle and an assault rifle with an effect on it, or you know, I've been rolling around recently with an assault rifle and a scout rifle because I kind of like mid-range combat. I don't like getting too close, but I'm not good enough with like a sniper rifle. To make it worthwhile. So like being able to have two weapons that hold high capacity ammo, but I can shoot from mid range and not get too close. Like I that was nice because before it was like, all right, well you're out of ammo in this one gun. You can switch to your shotgun or your pistol, which are useless at this range.
Right.
Or you can try and reload, which is fine and when you're out in the open world, but like when you get into strikes and stuff, when they're dropping a ton of enemies at you and we're in the raid where like the enemies are, you know, generally like a couple power levels higher than you. So it takes a whole lot more hits. You don't want to be without a gun for too long.
Why?
Why? Because you die very quickly.
Yeah, death's a weird thing in this game because, like, it's meaningless aside from, like, just being a small pain in the ass when you happen to die inside a restricted zone.
Yeah, like, it'll boot you back to the checkpoint. Yeah. But otherwise...
But, like, if you die otherwise, it's just, like, a minor inconvenience.
Yeah.
Which like is kind of weird.
If you're not in, like a restricted zone, like a spot where you can't respawn instantly, which, mind you, if you go down in that zone and you're playing with other people, they can revive you. Like,
yeah,
you'll hit like a revive counter. But yeah, otherwise, I mean, it's a shooter though. Like you die in Call of Duty, it doesn't mean anything. It boots you back to the checkpoint. Like,
yeah, that's true.
There's not really a penalty in most shooters for dying at this point. What's weird about Destiny is if you die and you're not in a restricted zone, like those enemies you killed, they're still dead. So
you can kind of ship away. Like you can just do like, what did they call it? That old joke in BioShock where like the Vita chambers, they were so like, there were so many of them that you could just beat a Big Daddy to death with your wrench because everything was persistent.
Right, so like you come back and he would still be damaged, so you just keep hitting him with your wrench and he'll kill you and you revive and continue on. I think it's a better version of Destiny.
Yeah.
I don't know if you didn't like Destiny in the first place. If like, well, you, I mean, you didn't like Destiny in the first place, and
no, I thought it was kind of super boring. Yeah, I think that, like, I think it's way more fun. It seems more streamlined to a degree. I'm kind of hitting that point now where it's like becoming slightly obtuse, just in terms of like how to power level.
Yeah, you're now in the end game, right? So it's.
Yeah.
That's where like you need other people to play with and play with consistently.
Now what's nice is that like with the words are hard. With the strikes you can
matchmake, right? Yeah.
You can matchmake, yeah. But you can't matchmake with
for the raid.
Yeah.
Can you
match for the raid or the Nightfall?
The Nightfall, yeah. You couldn't matchmake for the Nightfall in the original game either, which was I always found both of those a little frustrating because like I mean I had like a crew of like three or four that we could play with, but we never had a full six for a raid, so it was always like trying to find some random guy that on like the 100 or something like that or on budgie.net trying to get somebody to play that way.
Yeah.
Xbox now has like looking for group integrated into the system, so you can do that. But yeah, it's just frustrating. Like, can't you just match me with somebody that?
Right, and I get like they kind of want the like I get that they're trying to get people to do like. At least with the raids, like, they're so intense that, like, you probably want to, like, have a group that you can communicate with and stuff like that, but I would just give people the chance, man.
Sure, like, and maybe even at the beginning, but, like, it got to a point where, like, you were so far leveled in Destiny, if you were playing the expansions, that the original raid, like, was basic, like, would have been a joke. Like, anybody could have done it randomly, but they never opened it up to matchmaking. Like, you could have allowed it at that point. You wouldn't need to be able to communicate that well because everyone would have been over-leveled for it because the original, like, light hit on that, everyone would be well past at that point.
Yeah.
So it would just be allowing them to at least experience the content. Maybe it's not experiencing the content how you want to, but you never really upgraded that raid to begin with to accommodate the fact that you went higher in light. And I think they may have done that in the final expansion, but I don't know. I still wish they would have matchmaking for that. Like just maybe put, hey, this isn't the ideal way of doing it, but you know, if you need an extra guy, we'll find you somebody.
Right.
Tony, I am supposed to, try and convince you to buy Destiny is what Don has told me.
Yeah, Don's been trying to convince me too. So.
It's like, you got to get Tony to get it. Like we still need like two more people though. So
I'm not against the idea of getting it. It's just, I don't know. Maybe I am against it.
I mean, did you like Diablo 3 and stuff like that?
I didn't play Diablo 3.
I mean, you're probably better off. But
Diablo 3 is excellent. But
I don't know. I like games. I don't know. I like shooters. It's just for some Destiny rubbed me the wrong way, and it'd be quite a bit to make me change my mind.
But I could see. I mean, for you, I would definitely say wait till like it drops in price.
Right. It's not going to be worth $60. I'm not going to play it as much as you guys play it. There's
right.
No way. That said, I mean, it looks pretty cool. I'm not going to lie.
It's a good looking game.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the like the levels that they have, and like especially like some of the Titan stuff and Nessus, like they're all very colorful and like it's better than the moon from the first game, right? Which was, they just had a gray rock.
Gray.
You know.
There's no tower. I'm in for that.
There's no tower. There's a farm.
There's a farm. Chickens. And there is a tower. At some
there
point.
Is a tower.
At several
but,
points.
But it's not the tower. You don't spend all your time in a place where you can't do anything.
You go to the tower. You don't ever really have to go back. I mean, I guess a couple times you have to go back to the farm, but for the most part, you don't have to return to...
Not during the story mode, but I'll say is that once you hit endgame, you do still have to go back to there to decrypt your legendary ingress and to...
drop stuff off in your vault, right? You can't just drop stuff.
Yeah, like if you run out of space, or if the postmaster has something for you. Sometimes the Eververse people have stuff for you for reasons I will never understand. Sometimes I just show up and they're like, "Yeah, hey, we got free shit."
Yeah, I'm like, isn't this the money store? Like, this is the place that you have to pay real money, but you keep giving me free shit. So.
Yeah. So, and then eventually towards like end game. There are like a million and a half reasons you have to go back there. But everybody's sort of like in a spot, so you can just like spend 4 or 5 hours doing a bunch of shit and then spend 10 turning everything in.
Yeah. The big problem with the original Destiny was like every other mission you had to go back to the tower, you had to go talk to somebody, then you had to go talk to somebody else who was like in a different position in the tower, and then you had to go back to orbit. And then you had to go to like your new location, and then you had to go back to the tower.
God, I'm having flashbacks.
Like, but that's what it was, right, Tony? It was like you had to go to the tower. You spent so much time in the tower, and then it was like a 10-minute mission, and then you had to go back to the tower for another 10, 15 minutes. Like,
yeah. So thankfully, it's not because all of your mission givers are now in the zones themselves.
Yeah, and like you go like for the adventures and stuff, you actually go out to these like locations, which are kind of like those beacons that were in the original game, but like you'll get some like dialogue, like some story based, and then like you'll get some more dialogue as you go on, but you don't have to go back in once that mission's over to turn in. Like, you'll just get your reward for it when the mission's over. If you get like a token or something for to up your reputation level, like you can like hold on to them and do that all at once, like next time you're in that area. So you don't have to, like, you're not locked into always going back to that one spot.
Yeah, it's very good about like letting you accomplish several things and then turning all of them in at once.
Yeah.
Because I go back almost every time I go back to the social space, there's like 3 or 4 things I can do. I'm never just going back for one reason.
I'm having fun with it. Quite a bit of fun with it. We'll see where we are in a couple months.
Right. I mean, is it an amazing game? No. It's fine. Like, I'm not... Like I wouldn't put it anywhere near my top 10 of the year. I think it's been just a sufficiently good time waster.
I'm probably a little higher than that, but I enjoy like shooters. I enjoy these types of shooters.
I do too, and I think maybe if I had more people who were constantly on and like willing to play some of the other stuff with, it'd be a more like maybe MMO like experience or something, right, just maybe right. And I think that's still ultimately what I'm looking for out of this game is an MMO I don't have to pay. Like, I just paid $60 for. But it seems like they're fighting that so hard in so many ways.
It's like half an MMO, right? Like,
right. Just go all the way, man. Like, just go all the way.
But I mean, do they go all the way and then like charge us outside of that? Like, I don't know.
No, but I think, I mean, Guild Wars has been wildly successful at just having you buy a base game and then a bunch of expansions without charging you a monthly fee.
Yeah.
You know, granted, World of Warcraft is really the only MMO who has survived this long into the game charging a monthly subscription. Everybody else went free to play.
Yeah.
They're more than welcome to add microtransactions into the game. So.
Destiny is so different from like Guild Wars and Warcraft as well, like the just a different type of game.
I mean, it is in its mechanics, but like I mean, it's not. I mean, consider Marvel Heroes, which this is basically Marvel Heroes, right? Except not free to play, because I mean, Marvel Heroes is just Diablo but with Marvel characters. But it's a way more open, like it's way more about its MMO stylings than.
I'm not sure. Destiny is. I view this as more like it's like a half step from Halo. Like, I don't think that it's quite as well thought out on the MMO side as something like Marvel Heroes or that.
Oh, like, God, no. And I think that, and that's my problem. Like, I want more of that. Like, it gets close. Like, they have the zones are better, the social space is awesome. You know, like they want to have their cake and eat it too in a weird way, but I just go a little bit further, just a little bit, and maybe with like the expansions and stuff as they add on more social spaces, which will be weird if they do that because, you know, like that seems kind of counterintuitive to the idea of making sure there are a bunch of people in a bunch of places at all times, but you know.
Well, at most, you're only ever going to have like 20 to 32 in your space anyway.
Right.
So, I mean, I guess on PC you could probably equip for more, but they're never going to have more than 20 or 32 on console, so.
Yeah, I guess they can't, right? They can't really...
I mean, I guess they could, like what Battlefield does. Battlefield do 64 now?
I was going to ask about that because I honestly couldn't remember. But
is Battlefield 64, Tony, or
on console? I think it's only 32.
32, yeah. So, yeah, like you're never going to have more than like 20 to 32 people in an area. It's just not like the consoles just aren't powerful enough to do that. So I don't think you're ever going to get like what you're specifically looking for out of it.
I guess not, because like I mean, yeah, fine.
Sorry, Pete.
like I feel like it gets so close, but it narrowly misses the mark on a couple of things, and I'm just like, just give me a little bit more, like put some more like quest givers and zones.
I'd be okay with that. Yeah,
you know, make the zones feel more alive. Like it still doesn't make any sense to me that there's one dude in all of the EDs and just a fucking bunch of aliens everywhere else. It's like,
yeah, like what's this one NPC doing? Just hanging out in a tower with his sniper rifle? Like,
right.
It is a little weird. Like, you know, maybe like create like a little town zone or something like for that.
Right, and maybe this is just the problem with it being a console, but like maybe not have everything be so separated. Like I wish, I mean, granted they want to go to other planets and stuff, so I guess that's kind of impossible, but like, I don't know, you know, cause in the, what do you call it? You know, in all of the zones, you can go from area to area to area. And it gives you like a little banner at the bottom and says like, hey,
yeah, you're in the Barrens, or you're in wherever.
Right, and like those could be different sections where, you know, I want, what I really want is more enemy variety as well. God, please, more enemy variety. I still can't believe that we're on the same four archetypes. You know, give me different levels within each area and stuff. Like, there's a little bit of that in the Lost Sector, where, like, you can accidentally walk into Taken territory really early in the game and get slaughtered. But it still doesn't necessarily feel like a game that is, with the exception of, like, the raids and, like, things that are very specifically set out there, your level is sort of meaningless. It's like, hey, in the EDZ, if I follow the storyline, I'm gonna stay in my level, but if I go anywhere outside of that, there's no, like, there's no reason for me to come back after I've out-leveled that area, right? Except just to do challenges and stuff. But everybody's still... It's like, this is the 1 through 5 zone.
Sure.
6 through 10, 10 through 15.
Yeah, and I hope that... I mean, their wording on it has been that, like, they're going to add adventures and other, like, other stuff in as the game progresses over the next couple months. So I'm hoping that, like, hey, like, we're going to add some, like, adventures that are, you know, light level 240 or whatever. Like, but right now it's like everything in EDZ is like level 40, level 50. Like, so it's like, hey, I'm way lower than you. I'm like 150 or whatever, but it's like the enemies there are not of any danger to me at all. Like, like I sneeze at them and they die.
Right.
But yeah, I'm enjoying it. Destiny 2, Pete is kind of enjoying it.
I'm playing it right now. Like, it's a really good game to waste time in. Like,
yeah,
I don't have anything else to play and stuff.
Mechanically, I think it's really good. So, like, just like from a mechanic standpoint, like, the shooting is excellent. It feels great. I like the powers. I'm not necessarily a fan of the way they've streamlined the new power system, but it makes sense. Like, one, you know, you get one point here and whatever.
Well, yeah, and like the weird thing is that, like, I still have like 10 upgrade points and nothing to put them in anymore.
So classes have you gotten? Have you gotten all your classes?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's weird.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I have all of my, I got all three subclasses. I got all, I have every upgrade in, I have all the upgrades in all of them. Like, there are no more points for me to spend, or no more places for me to spend those points.
That's weird. I wonder if, like, you know, if they'll carry over to, I mean, I'm sure that they'll introduce a new subclass at some point, or if they carry over to another character.
That would be nice. I mean, like, if you want a power level.
Yeah, it's like, because they did allow, like, you can, like, share, you know, you can put stuff in your vault and it can be shared between, your money is shared between your different characters, so maybe your upgrade points are. That would be weird, but.
Well, I mean, I would be okay with that just from, like, a power leveling aspect.
Yeah,
like
your other character up.
Right, like, I don't want to have to spend another several hours getting this character, or if I just want to see what their stuff is like or something.
Right, right. That would be nice. All right, enough Destiny, though, because we've put Jeff and Tony to sleep.
What's Destiny?
I was just so riveted by the Destiny. I was just listening. Trying to learn.
We can keep going. I mean,
like, no, man. Jeff's just biding his time. He knows what he's going to be excited about.
Tony, you play anything else? I know you played more Madden, but.
Yes.
I played
nothing but Madden, actually.
Yeah.
I played a little bit of Rabbids, but not that much.
Okay.
So disappointed in you.
But there's Madden, Jeff. There's Madden. There's so much Madden.
Yeah, but life is more than Madden.
I won my first Super Bowl. I'm playing in the year two now.
This is like your millionth Super Bowl. You've done this all before.
Yeah, how many Super Bowls did you win last year?
Like five.
No, that's all. It's not too bad. Only five. Yeah. You gonna beat five this year?
Like, I don't know. We'll see. I was really excited with my first draft because I actually drafted a player at he was like the 90th pick in the draft, and he was the number three overall rated player in the draft. Like, I'm very excited.
Yeah.
Because I'm used to just getting nothing but shitty players in the draft because I always win.
Right. That's understandable. All right, so since Tony's only played Madden, Pete, you play anything else?
No, I don't have anything else to play. That's okay. Half the reason I got Destiny was so I
had something to play for a little bit.
Had something to play until, like, Wolfenstein or Shadow of War or whatever. I don't remember what comes out.
NBA 2K18.
Yeah.
I think Shadow of War comes out now, actually.
It's waiting for me at Best Buy.
It came out the 15th?
Yes.
It's a weird day. Today is pretty big, which is just hit the 15th for us as we're recording this. It's a weird day because there's a lot of games that came out now, and Jeff has one of them.
Yeah.
How much of that have you played, Jeff? How much of Metroid Return of Samus have you played? Or Samus Returns, or whatever the hell it's called.
I'll say an hour and a half, probably more like 2 hours, though.
Okay.
So yeah, I can't say anything like definitively about it yet. Still pretty early on, but it's, you know, it's 2D Metroid. There's nothing like super groundbreaking about it, but I pretty much love everything about it. You know, the only thing that's like really bugging me right now is why the fuck am I playing this on the 3DS? Like, I had to find my 3DS. I didn't know where it was. And
that's a problem.
Yeah, and like going from the Switch to playing on the 3DS, like I have a 3DS XL, which like it like was the Cadillac at the time. Now it's like you feel like you're playing on this little cramped, tiny little thing, like fucking sucks, and also no option to play on my TV. But like, I don't know.
The sentiment fault of the right game here itself is about to be the theme of the evening once we get into news.
Sure, I'm positive of that. But yeah, it's just like
it's a good Metroid game, though.
Yeah, yeah, like yeah. Feel. So yeah, I should stop just bitching about the fact that it's not in the system I want. But like, yeah, so far it's really solid. Like I said, it's not adding too much to it. I don't think like it adds like this melee move, which is like I always forget to do it when I'm fighting the smaller enemies, but it's kind of cool against the bosses. You know, it's like if they like charge at you, you could like basically parry, you know.
Okay.
It has, you could play in 3D if you want.
Oh, really? They actually supported it?
Yeah, I know. That's I just checked it before we did the show because I wanted to see it. Like, oh, I guess so.
That's weird. I can't remember the last time they actually did that. I feel like a bunch of their other games,
yeah,
didn't anymore.
Yeah, no, they have not supported it with like everything for sure.
Because nobody wants to play in 3D because it kills half the people.
Well,
think of the children, Tony.
Like I just checked it out like right before like we did the show or whatever, and like it's actually like for like a 2D game, I think the 3D effect is like the most effective because it's just like cool. Like you'd see stuff on like three different planes at least, you know. And it's not like distracting or anything. The only thing that sucks is like at least on the 3DS that I have, like the field of view is very narrow, so if like you move your 3DS at all, it's like goes all blurry. I think on the new 3DS, whatever the fuck system that failed, like I think it's a lot wider range. But
you could look at it from like you don't have to be looking at it head on.
Yeah, which honestly, like, it's kind of like a cool thing because like this game right now, I would play it in all 3D if it didn't have that blur effect. If you tilted the screen at all, that's kind of like it ruins it. But like if it could stay in 3D like just fine the whole time, I would play it that way because it's pretty cool. But yeah, I don't know. The game itself is it's like fairly standard Metroid, but like I could see one thing being a problem with it in that like you're basically going around trying to find 40 Metroids in the game, and it feels like they're kind of the bosses so far, and they're not very different. At least the first two or three that I've fought, like they're pretty much the same. So it's like, okay, well, are there gonna be any bosses in here? Like real bosses? I'm sure there will be, but I don't know how many. I don't know. Other than that, though, it's like it's great to have a new 2D Metroid. That's for fucking sure.
Cool. Mine should be showing up tomorrow. So.
Yeah, I got lucky today. Like, I don't know. I wasn't the only one either. I've seen a couple of people on Twitter like, yep, they got it today.
Unless mine was delivered to my mailbox, which I didn't check. So.
Maybe you should check your mailbox.
It's weird. Like, our mailbox is down the street, and I have to walk down there.
Okay. Cluster box.
Yeah.
They want to do that with all of the United States, bro. I like it.
You don't like it?
Well, yeah, for obvious reasons, probably, but yeah.
Well, because they wouldn't need as many people, right? Like,
yeah, they could probably cut. Yeah, they could cut the workforce by a lot if they did that.
Yeah, mine is not here yet. It's shipping now. Want to stop and see if I can get one of those squishy Metroid Amiibos, though.
I wanted to get the special edition of the game, but like I just never saw it on Amazon. Like, because I wanted the soundtrack or whatever. But whatever.
Yeah, I want that 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 one amiibo with the Metroid coming out of the capsule.
It does sound pretty cool.
Yeah, and I think it's squishy too. Like, I think the Metroid itself is like jelly-ish.
Yeah, you could squeeze it.
It looks cool. I mean, there's no. Well, I guess there is a purpose to it in game. Yeah. Not sure what, but
it unlocks the fusion mode.
Ah.
I am still proud to say I only own one amiibo, and that is Twilight Princess. It came with Twilight Princess, so like buy it.
The wolf one.
Yeah, that's the only one I fucking have.
I have a bunch.
Yeah, I know. Like, and everyone got into it. Like, every time I see them in the store, I'm like, yeah, it's cool.
They're pretty cool, right?
For what? Like, what am I doing with this? Like, yeah, I don't know.
There's some pretty cool looking ones.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Although, the last time I was there, I think all I saw was, like, at Walmart, all I saw was Splatoon ones, I want to say.
Yeah, like, they're, well, I mean, Nintendo, and they're shipping on shit. It's really hard to get, like, even getting, like, basic, like, Mario ones now are hard. Like, you have to go through, like, other sellers to get them, so...
But don't worry, they're going to get those NES and SNES classics out. It's going to be fine, guys.
That's what they're saying, right?
Yeah, so, sure.
I guess let's kind of jump in quickly to a little bit of news here. Reggie came out and said that they are he basically said don't pay more than retail for an SNES classic.
I will not.
No one should be paying for anyone, period.
Come on,
I think either one of those systems, whatever, get it, it's fine, but...
I did not pay for my NES Classic, but it was given to me as a gift, but I would gladly have paid $60 for that. Like, it's a nice, well-done piece of hardware. More fully featured than, my RetroPie, which can do more games, but like the interface is better and it's easier. Like, you don't have to do weird button combinations to save your game. I'm sure I don't need an SNES Classic, although I don't have Star Fox 2.
You sound like you need an SNES Classic.
I do. I want one. I don't need it, but I want one. Like, if I can get one for $80, I don't want to spend any more than that. But if I can get one for $80, like, I will get one.
I want. I know I would get $80 out of it. Even if I play 3-4 games, that's totally paid for itself, and it's gonna be awesome to have. But yeah.
Yeah, and it's a nice little visual piece to have around, and it's. I will say this, I've had friends over, oh, what's that? And it's a miniature Nintendo. I was like, why is there, that a controller, hooked up to it? And actually plays games. And they'll, press it, and they'll sit there for a while and, play a few of the games. Like this is pretty cool. I mean, it's more for them than it really is for me, because, I have most of those games or in digital form somewhere else, but... It's a cool little device. But, they said they're ramping up production on that. That there will be more of the SNES Classic on launch day than there were of the NES Classic throughout the entirety of last year. So
believe that when I see it.
Yes,
right.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah, I believe that when I could go into Walmart and just fucking get
just it. Buy one, yeah.
Yeah.
They are also they said they're gonna continue selling it into 2018, which originally wasn't the plan. And sometime next summer they're going to bring back the NES Classic. So somebody at Nintendo America was able to get through to the brass in Japan and be like, no, this is gold. we need to sell more of these, and also we're angering our fans. That's not good.
Which sounds like a surprising thing for Nintendo to do, or to even consider.
I mean, it's free money, dude. Like, why not? Like, what are you
right.
doing?
Well, why not is, and it's free money has been questions people have been, or things people have been saying to Nintendo for a long time, and they're just sort of like, shrug.
Yeah. I don't know. It's cool, though, and I'm happy that I never, like, paid extra for an NES one, because I will get that as well if I see it, and if they bring it back,
yeah, over
it's
summer.
Available. Yeah. Cool. Like, I don't know where I'm hooking all these motherfucking things up at. I think I'm going to have to buy, like, another TV, but cool.
I actually have, like, a secondary TV just for like, the old stuff, so.
I thought I was one HDMI port short, but I can hook my cable up, my cable box up to my Xbox One now.
Yeah.
Idiot.
Yeah. I never thought about that either. Damn.
Hey, you plug the cable right into your Xbox One, it frees up that port. So
yeah, but you know I'm not going to do it until I get my X, but I'm going to do it now.
I'm so mad right now that I never even fucking thought of that, but there's no way I'm ever going to do it. I'm not going to go mess with all that shit right now. Too many wires back there.
Yeah, my cable box is hooked up through my X. It's confusing for people that don't know how to use it. Like, so when, like, my sister-in-law comes over and she sleeps on the couch, it's funny to watch her struggle with the television because, like, you can't just turn it on and the cable works. Like, the Xbox has to be on. You have to have it through the TV. Like, I don't have it set up so when you turn the Xbox on, it boots right to TV. So you have to go through, like, the TV app to bring up the TV. And she's like, I don't know how to make the TV work.
Yeah, like, have you guys ever
touching my shit?
Have you guys ever had the experience of going to your parents' house and they don't even know how to turn the fucking their own TV on?
I've never gone through them not knowing how to turn the TV on, but I have certainly gone through like going and like, what is wrong with the picture on your television?
Oh, but that's just how it is. Other thing.
No, like, what is wrong? What are you doing, Dad? Like, it's all stretched out. Like, no, let me fix that. Well, now it has black bars.
Yes, but it's supposed to.
But it looks okay. Normal now. Like, the people don't look like deformities.
And now I'm paying for less TV.
Right. But I bought this TV. High definition black bars.
I thought you were going to mention, what's that thing called on HDTVs now, like screen smoothing or something?
Oh.
Yeah, people hate that fucking shit.
Dude, I noticed it, I'm very affected by it, and if I see someone's TV that has that motherfucking shit on, I like will sit there and try to tell them how to turn it off of their TV. Like, no, you don't understand. Everything looks like a soap opera, and it all looks wrong, and like, you're making it look worse. What are you doing? Like, let me show you how to make, like, you just bought this TV and, like, you don't know what you're doing. Like, I get really upset about it, dude.
I'm pretty sure my dad has always had it turned off, so. Because I don't notice it at all on our television.
Yeah, it has to be. Because you would notice if it's turned on. It's super distracting. I had it for a couple weeks when I first bought my TV, and then, like, I finally started Googling about it, and I was like, oh, God, this is a thing. And, like, it comes, like, I think it comes, like, a lot of TVs come with that, like, kind of default turned on, and it's, like, it's supposed to be, like, make sports better, or I don't know, dude, but it's fucking terrible. Anyways.
Okay. So, the other, like, big piece of news, I mean, well, outside of the fact that Apple revealed a $1,000 iPhone.
Fuck that thing. God.
What is it? The X? Or is it the 10?
It's the X.
Isn't it called the 10?
No, because I think what they're trying to do, everyone was making that joke, but I think that they're trying to get off of the numbers in terms of branding.
Okay.
iPhone 1. iPhone 1X.
1S, 1X. 1XX. 1XXX. Porn phone. All right, so Nintendo had a direct.
Yeah, doggy.
Yeah, so they had a direct. They announced a bunch of release dates. And also some stuff for the for the 3DS to make Jeff
mostly stuff for the 3DS. It kind of felt like
Minecraft is out on the only on the new Nintendo 3DS. They announced that Mario Party, the top 100. This is a weird one because this one seems perfectly built for the Switch.
The Switch? Yeah, the one you can play on your TV with other fucking people?
Yeah, like out of the box. Like, you can play with other people out of the box. And yeah, this one seems really weird to have this Mario Party game on the 3DS. Coming in November. That one's weird. I'm not necessarily as angry about 3DS still getting support as Jeff is, but that's a weird one to me, like a really weird one.
I like, kind of wish that they would just finally stop.
Yeah, it's time to move on.
Like, at you some point, there needs to be a drop-off, right? At some point?
It's got to stop.
I mean, but how do you stop when you're... You know, they have sold 66 million, 70 million 3DSs.
Hey, come on over to the new system. Where, guess what? We're going to have Pokemon.
Like, yeah, and that's when people will buy it. Like, that's when, you know, other people will buy in. Like, that's when your 3DS people will buy in.
The argument, though, that, like, yeah, they have a huge install base. And yes, I understand, but that's true of every, like, dude, going from PS2 to PS3. Yeah, there's a fucking 60 million PS2 owners out there. But what?
Remember,
time for the new system.
We got a God of War 2 after the PS3.
Okay, yeah, and I guess. True. Okay, so that's a good point for sure, right there. But it just feels like there should, if anything, like Metroid. Put it also on the Switch. Why does it have to be one or the fucking other? Like, if I have the Switch, don't punish me and make me fucking have to dig out my old system. Or in case of some of our friends, I know someone who re-bought a fucking... Like, they just bought a 2DS just to play Metroid when they were done with the DS. And it's like...
Brian did.
That's insane. Like,
goofy to me.
I would do it if I had sold it.
For...
I don't
for Metroid,
know I don't know if I'd spend, like... What's the... What's the 2D new 2DS? $150. I don't know if I'd spend $190 to play Metroid.
No, you could get a regular 2DS for like $80.
It's not even a new one.
Well, the new one that just came out. They have the clamshell one. Not the wedge one. The wedge one's newer, hard to find. But here there's going to be more of them this fall. But did he buy a used one or did he buy a brand new one?
I actually don't know what he bought. I just know that he had to buy a DS again.
But they also they announced some other stuff.
Yeah, they did.
Nintendo Archives with Mario Brothers. These are the arcade archives. This is not the virtual console.
It seems like as they're in place, like they're like, all right, we're not giving you the virtual console because we're putting that on these like little systems we're selling, but like here's our like old arcade games, which is cool. Like I would be happy to play those arcade games, but it gives me this feeling like are we not gonna get their old console games? Like come on, guys, you can't just make it like the you have to get the SNES Classic. Fuck that, dude.
Right. Like those.
Anyways, that's my little rant about that.
Give us an option to buy those games on. The Switch as well.
Yes.
I don't know. Have you played any of these? I mean, outside of like Mario Brothers, have you ever played like versus Super Mario Brothers or versus Balloon Fight or?
Probably. Like I'm trying. Like, what is the difference between Mario Brothers and versus Mario Brothers?
Well, it's versus Super Mario Brothers. So it's actually the NES. Like, Super Mario Brothers is the NES game.
Okay.
The platformer. Mario Brothers is that weird it's almost like Joust, I guess. Like
no,
where it's
yeah.
A static screen.
I know those two, but what is versus then? Like, what is that?
I guess it's a competitive back and forth. Like you play as Mario, somebody else plays as Luigi, and you switch off. Like it is a regular game, but I guess you're trying to get a higher score. I don't really know.
Yeah, I've never played it. Maybe.
I've seen one in arcades before, but I don't think I've ever actually played using a stick.
I mean, even that regular Mario Brothers arcade game is also kind of special too, because it is the arcade version of it. It does look different than how you would have played it in, say, like Super Mario 3 or whatever. Like,
right, right.
So, I'm down to get Mario Brothers probably if it's like $5 or less, but like, you know, because it's cool. But I don't know, like. Cool, I guess.
This isn't really what I want.
You know,
right?
Cool, I guess, is
how I felt about most of that Direct.
I mean, some of it I'm more excited for, probably, but...
So they released... They had some dates on the Switch. Skyrim comes out November 17th for the, 47th time.
Yes, I think it's cool.
I'm honestly surprised that they did announce Resident Evil 4 alongside it alongside the collection of games that come out on every console ever.
Revelations and Revelations 2 for Resident Evil come out November 28th. I'm kind of surprised they did not also do like 4, 5, and 6 like they did for the Xbox One PS4. Yeah, I'm sure next year they'll have them, right? Doom is coming holiday 2017.
Gotta love that timely release.
Well, to be fair, the system wasn't out last year, so right, like
it's right. But it reminds me of that Wii U conference where they excitedly announced Mass Effect 2 or 3, whichever, Batman 3, Arkham City, and Darksiders 2.
Yeah,
it's kind of like it's cool, right? But like, I agree with Pete. It's too little, too late. Like, if you're going to have third-party games, like that's awesome. Like, it's cool. Wolfenstein 2 coming to Switch is awesome.
Yeah,
you need it the day of. It's just going back to Wii U. Need for Speed Most Wanted came out like 6 months later on the Wii U, and it's like then you're like, okay, why am I going to wait for the Wii U version? Like, what the fuck? Like. Right. And same thing with Wolfenstein, like, I'm going to get it on Xbox. There's no doubt about it.
You're not going to wait till 2018 to play that game.
To get, a lesser-looking game? Like, right. No.
Well, and Doom is, like, outside of probably being a lesser-looking game than what it is on PS4 and Xbox One, it's also a lesser game in general because Snap Map is not part of that port.
I actually think it might have been a better package if it wasn't even in the original.
Right.
Well, I was just going to say, like, I don't care. Yeah, but, like, still.
Right. But there are people, like, right. I mean, actually, yeah, there are people right. that did some really cool things with that Snap Map stuff. It's not something I would want to play with, but, I mean, there are people that like that stuff. And, I mean, that would be cool for creators on the go to have, but they won't have that ability.
It doesn't mean that they couldn't add it, but I kind of doubt, like, I doubt that these games really sell very good at all.
Oh, no. And Doom is, the cart, I guess, itself is just the single-player campaign. If you want to play multiplayer, you have to download that, which makes sense probably because evidently you have to pay more for if your game goes over a certain amount of space.
Right, yeah. They said that it's like, it's because the higher carts.
Yeah, so if it goes from like 8 to 32, so if they can keep Doom to like 8 gigs and then make you download the multiplayer, which you would need internet for anyway, that makes sense.
How the fuck are you going to keep Doom to 8
gigs? That was my thought. I was like, wait, so no idea. Is the single player just 8 gigs? That sure doesn't sound
right. No way. Dude, that's like a 60 gig game. 60.
Well, it's not going to be as high res either.
Okay, like I don't know. I don't understand how anything works. I don't know. But, like, that sounds insane.
I mean, or maybe they are paying for the bigger card, but they can't pay for the bigger card, because that would be excessive. I don't know.
Yeah, because theoretically you could fit any size onto a card that size, right? Like,
right.
Yeah, so okay.
Xenoblade Chronicles is coming this year. That was weird. I was not expecting that. I was totally expecting that to be delayed. That comes December 1st.
There's still time.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. I think it'll come out. I think I don't care, really. Like, I like the other one.
You like the Chronicles X, right?
Yeah, as like a novelty. It wasn't like I need to play another one, you know.
Fair enough. Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of that series, but I would probably give it a try. Let's see. Lost Sphere, not sure what that is. That comes out in January.
That's basically Tokyo RPG Factory's next game, like I Am Setsuna.
That looks cool.
Stuff. Yeah, okay. That was probably the one thing I was most excited about. But they just played the same trailer that came out like a couple weeks ago. So,
Kirby Star Allies is the next console Kirby game that comes out in spring of next year. Dragon Quest Builders comes out sometime next year. Is it two? This just says, I'm looking at Polygon article. This just says Dragon Quest Builders.
Oh, I thought it was the sequel because the sequel's out in Japan.
I don't know.
It could very well be
The original.
The original
second,
on the Switch.
The second one comes out. Maybe the second one will come out at the same time on, you know, PS4 and Switch.
Or 6 months after.
Yeah, or 6 months after. And Project Octopath Traveler, which is the Bravely Default studio, that is coming to Switch in 2018 as well. I'm interested in that game. I think that art style for the Switch is weird, though.
It looks amazing, dude.
Like the retro.
It's like retro, but like super detailed. Like, I know they tried coining like a new term for it. It was like 2D HD or something.
Yeah, I mean it's a great looking visual style, but it just seems weird that like, you know, this is what you're gonna put on your system that can do HD.
Well, no, that seems awesome, more though. That seems like a Square thing. Like,
sure.
Like lately they've been doing the whole like 2.5 thing with, you know, I Am Setsuna and Lost Journey and stuff, and it just is probably like, hey, but granted, it is exclusive, so maybe Nintendo did pay them some sort of money to make that. I don't know.
You know what the art style kind of reminded me of? Like, it might sound weird, but like, hear me out. It reminded me of 3D Dot Game Heroes, where like that game was like replicating an 8-bit game, but it was totally like not, you could never do that on the NES.
Right.
Like, it's just, kind of looks like it, but what, like, the HD newer version of that would be?
Yeah.
This game looked like a 16-bit version of that, where it was, like, beautiful looking, I thought. Like, I don't know. Yeah. I didn't think it looked weird at all.
I just think it, like, I think this, it's a cool-looking thing, but I think for, like, when you pit it up against everything else that's on the Switch, like, it just seems a little weird next to, like, Dragon Quest Builders and Kirby All-Stars and Xenoblade. Like, it almost seems like an indie project game.
Well, I was actually going to say, I think that's how they are positioning it, like very much like those Tokyo RPG Factory games, of just like, this is a smaller project, and you know,
yeah,
it's more of like the old people who like the old style of RPG.
We'll see, because like I thought Bravely Default was like is a really good game. That's like, that's a pretty deep title, and I don't know. Maybe it's on the same style. I don't know. We'll see.
I guess at least for me though, like that was like one of the few games like throughout. Because I watched most of the direct after work. That was one of the few games I was like, that looks pretty fucking interesting. And I guess so. Yeah, there's the demo. So
yeah,
right.
And then on the 3DS, Minecraft, as we already said, that's out today. Mario Party, the top 100, is out November 10th. And Kirby Battle Royale is out January 19th. That's all Polygon has listed here as games that got dates.
Yeah, there was some DLC as well. ARMS had their new character, and they finally allowed you to remap the controls and stuff like that. Rocket League, they talked about a little bit of like, hey, it's got, you know, Mario and Luigi shit in it. So,
so buy it again.
Right. But I guess it'll be getting the autumn update as well. Like, the Psyonix came out, and they're doing a whole bunch of new shit as well, so... I'm trying to remember. I was listening to it while I was at work.
They showed a lot more of, I was going to say Galaxy, but Odyssey.
Right. Well, they showed a lot more depending on where you were looking on Twitter.
Yeah.
Does that mean he has some nipples now, I guess?
I don't know. Everyone was having a fucking heart attack. It was the worst hour of my life.
Dude, the first time I saw that picture, I'm like, that's cute. That's funny.
Yeah, no, that's what I was saying. And then everyone was, like, having a spaz over it. I was like...
Come on, everybody's got nipples.
It's like, the internet is the
except
worst.
Link. Link doesn't have nipples. I'm looking at a picture right here. It says Mario has nipples. Link doesn't.
I mean, maybe elves don't have nipples, but that's Mario is a human.
It's true.
That's all I got.
I'm with you.
Yeah, they did show some new zones and stuff, and, like, you know, it reminded me a lot of Galaxy, just in the sense of, like, hey, we have a ship, and you got to get stars so you can go from world to world, you know, the kingdoms now or whatever, so. But
yeah, like, they do, it does look like big open worlds more, too. Like, the worlds themselves reminded me of, like, Sunshine a little bit. Dude, there's so many bonkers fucking things in what they showed, like, where it's, like, one part you turn into, like, a dinosaur or something. Like, that's
right,
awesome.
You can take control of the T-Rex and stuff.
You can throw your hat on things, right? And...
Yeah.
Yeah, like, anything, yeah. Or almost anything, like...
Right, because apparently apparently, not only has Mario's hat been sentient all this time, but so has Princess Peach's tiara.
Oh, you can throw that on things, too?
No, but since she got captured, so did the tiara, and so the hat's like, I gotta go get my tiara back.
That's weird.
Yeah.
That seems pretty normal, I mean, honestly.
I mean, sure.
It just looks magical, all of it. I cannot wait for that game. Like, I am taking that weekend off in some way, shape, and form. Like, I am playing that game for a couple days.
It's going to be so good. I'm quite ready for it. Can we just speed up like the next 40 days or whatever?
It's like, I have some stuff to play that I'm enjoying quite a bit, but like...
Sure, but if they were like, hey, you can get this game tomorrow, I'd drop everything to play it. Like,
anytime I think about like what game I want to play next, that's the only thing I think about. I have a calendar hanging on my wall in the kitchen, and I have Super Mario Odyssey written in huge letters on that date. Like, I am fucking...
Jesus Christ.
Beyond excited, bro.
That's great.
It's going to be horrible.
Right? That was my thought.
No, there's no chance of that. If you've seen the footage, it's
The funny thing to me is that it looks just like more Mario.
No.
It doesn't look any different, or, I mean, I like Galaxy just fine, but it just is like, all right, cool, now he has a hat.
It's like Galaxy level of polish, though, but like in an N64 type of game, I think. More so than it has been anyways. Like, it looks opened up a little more.
We'll see. Even if it is just Galaxy level, like, I'll take that. Those are two of the best games ever made.
Yeah, I mean... I have a feeling this is gonna kind of blow that away. That's what I'm saying, though. Like that on a grander scale.
I'm super excited for it. So, anyway, is there anything else that jumped out at you guys over the week?
Come on, Pokemon!
Yeah, a fucking scary ass clown jumped out of a fucking TV screen. Like,
we're gonna talk about it here as well.
What were you saying, Tony? Pokemon,
get excited!
Was that Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon, or Ultra
Sun? Something about a Pikachu village I heard about. It got me very excited. A
Pikachu village? I did not catch any of that. So, I'm interested in that. I think I'll play Sun this time. I played Moon last time, so
I think I'm just gonna stay exactly where it was. I'll get the new one, but I can't. I'll get
I'll get it, the one that comes out for the Switch.
Well, you'll be getting the
I'll get that one too.
Yeah.
Come on, Jeff. Play that 3DS. You just found it.
That's right. You got to give it use now.
No, I literally said, like, as I found it, I'm like, I'm about to play the last game we're going to play on this goddamn thing. Like,
all right, you need to sell it then. Just to,
no,
you know, ball.
I have the...
No, now you're not going all in.
So you don't mean it, then.
Between Worlds one, dude. It's like a collector's one. No way, bro.
It's like, I think if Jeff did sell it, immediately after selling it, they would probably announce something that he would want to play.
I know, but it would be hilarious.
There's like a secret, a sequel to the Metroid game he just played.
You know what's going to be the final slap in the face? They're going to release Zelda? No, they're going to release, they're like, all right, and here's the new Animal Crossing, only for 3DS.
Yeah.
And that's when me and the rest of the internet fucking starts throwing our Switches out the fucking window.
I mean, there were a lot of people on Twitter I saw after that direct who were like, dude, where the fuck is Animal Crossing?
I wasn't expecting it in that conference, but it's so funny to see people get as mad as me about it, because I'm like, when? Like, it's such an easy year one game. Like, you just copy, paste, and fucking put it out, and we'll all be happy, and that's it, man.
Yeah, they could literally release the exact same game again.
We'd be fine.
I mean, they did that.
They've done it.
They've been doing it
since 2001.
I mean, they could release the same game and not even change the name and just put it on the Switch, like, and Jeff would be happy with that.
I think a lot of people would. Like, it's just, I prefer playing Animal Crossing on console. I know there's some people like me, but most people are like, on handheld, hey, let's have the best of both worlds. We could do it. You could do it either way. And that's like the ultimate, because I would like to take Animal Crossing with me on the road sometimes. So let's get this done.
When's Stardew Valley coming to the Switch? Did they announce
it? Yeah, man. No, they didn't talk about Stardew Valley at all.
You would see that, you would feel like that would be like, it should be out by now, right? Like,
right.
Why?
They said, the publisher came out and said something. I can't remember exactly what they said. But they were working on it.
All right. Well, that should be out, because, like, ooh. I think if that comes out and I could, like, play that, like, while sitting in bed or something, that might work better for me than it just being specifically on my TV.
Yeah, I could see, like, but ultimately, we all need to be visiting each other's fucking towns and Animal Crossing, and that shit needs to happen very soon.
All right. Well, as soon as that happens, Jeff, I'll come visit your town. Especially
now
for my Switch. So
we need to start a letter writing campaign starting right now to Nintendo.
Dude, but that's the thing. Nintendo does not give a shit about you.
Give us our new Animal Crossing, and you know what they're going to say, Jeff? We will. It's available today
on iPhone,
on the App Store. Exactly.
Well, I would take that as well, kind of.
Yeah.
But I really want it on my Switch very badly.
All right. I think that's it, unless you guys have something else that is jumping out at you.
No, I'm trying to remember if there was any other news worth talking about. Bruce Straley left Naughty Dog.
Yes.
Which is interesting, only for the fact that he has been there for like 25 years.
He's a big person there, too, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, he directed the last three Uncharted games, basically.
And The Last of Us
as well. Yeah, he co-directed that with Neil Druckmann.
Is he going somewhere?
No, I think, he hasn't announced what he's doing, but he was just like, after Uncharted 4, he took like a sabbatical, and I think he was just like, man, I'm fucking done.
I'm going to sit here on my big pile of money and
yeah.
I wonder what I should do next, or I could do the same thing over again, but nah.
Right. Yeah, he was their 15th employee. So he's been there for a while.
Jeez.
Yeah,
I don't...
That's cool.
I don't see anything. thing.
And I mean, we don't really need to touch on the.
No, don't say it.
No, okay, good.
It's come and gone.
Yeah, I figured it out.
You got it, Jeff. All right. Well.
All right.
Yeah, I'm good without discussing that.
They did talk about Ellie Noir again.
Yeah.
I think it's hilarious. Everyone is making such a big deal out of that. It's so weird.
The more I think about it, the more I kind of want it on my Switch.
Wait, didn't we talk about that last week?
Yeah, we did. No, that's my point.
Isn't that the game that was supposed to change reality for all of us, Jeff? And everybody?
Right, and everyone's like, "I mean, I wonder how those facial animations are going to look." And I'm thinking they're going to look real shitty.
I have no delusions about what the game is, but like the more
you did back in the day.
No, I like the game for what it is. Like, I defend it for what it is, but like, I'm starting to think like I would not mind experiencing it again. But I know I was in the minority. It's fine, whatever.
No, I want to play
the game that you insisted was the game we would be talking about years from now, and the only reason we're talking about it now is because
weirdly we are.
they released like
we need to find the original episode where I said that, and like I don't know.
It was definitely a game of the year.
Yeah, I think it was game of the year. It is funny that we are talking about it, but only in the sense
because they launched it again,
but we have talked about it. Like we randomly keep talking about it. Like it's
no, we don't.
No, we have not.
Is a lie.
Dude,
since I have been on the podcast,
because I remember saying this all before, where we're like, we've had this whole conversation.
I think we
was a flat circle on this. I'm telling
no,
you.
The only reason we've had it before is because I like to bring it up to make fun of you. That's the only reason it comes up again.
We have talked about like that we would maybe like to see a sequel to it at some point, but
every game of the year, I bring it up again just to make fun of Jeff.
But you know what's funny? The funny thing, y'all have short memories because halfway through the year, it was everybody's game of the year. So, throwing it out there.
Maybe they do. I don't know. Yeah, halfway through, and then other games came out, and everyone was like, "Man, we were quick to judge that one, weren't we?"
I mean, I it was a good game at its time. I would play it again.
Rob Gronkowski just spiked an invisible football.
I don't have a game like that on my Switch either. So,
right.
That's another thing.
Well, there is that that Wii U game, Lego City Undercover, which is that open world.
Dude,
yeah, Wii. Buddy,
I've thought about it.
No, don't
fun.
Do it, Jeff. Yeah, it was. It was pretty fun 5 years ago when it came out on the Wii U at $60, and now they're charging $60 for it again.
Well, how much are they charging for this LA Noir thing?
I don't think they've said.
I think 50.
Have they?
I think it's 50.
50.
All right. So for a game that's even older than that.
Nope. Well, like, I mean, you release that at $30, maybe 40, possibly. But, no.
I need it on my Switch. Yeah. I need it to have it on the go. Like, to be like, look at, this is what I have on the go.
Really?
Detective Mystery, yes, which I'll never play. But, like,
All right. Well, at least you've admitted that you'll never actually play it.
Like, I'll turn it on at some point and
play the first mission.
Yeah, and maybe like go drive around LA and go, that's awesome. Totally worth it.
It's like I'm driving around on my Switch in my hand.
Yeah.
At the movie theater.
Yeah.
I'm driving to a movie theater while I'm in the movie theater waiting for this movie to start.
Yeah, it's deep.
Yep. And then Jeff will never play it again.
Yeah.
And but he will also talk about that one experience.
Hey,
for like the rest of the year,
if that's what makes him happy, okay. Well, NBA
2K18. Yes,
18. NHL 18 is out. Metroid is out. We will have some stuff to talk about maybe next week. So, All right. We'll be back then. Jeff, say goodnight.
Good night.